For the record, right here on CKXU 88.3 FM, CKPN 105.7 FM. Joining me now is a member of Stocco. Welcome to the show, and please introduce yourself.
Hi there, I'm Brittany. I am from Lethbridge, but playing in the Calgary band Stocco.
What led you to become a part of this group?
The project that I had been working on in Lethbridge, Body Lens, had fizzled out a little bit, and the boys in Stocco, I've known them for quite a while. They've done a lot of like really cool projects in Calgary, and they were looking for a bassist, and they reached out on a whim, thinking that the distance was probably too much, but I don't know, we've made it work, and the music's really awesome and has drawn me in, so I'm really excited to be here.
What is it like to be part of a band that's based in Calgary? It's probably a lot of like commuting for you, or do they try to like meet you part way sometimes?
I took the bus a few times. That was a really fun experience. The Red Arrow, pretty good, pretty swanky. I watched Top Gun on the Red Arrow. No, I have a little camper van, so I've been doing a lot of like sleeping in parking lots, sleeping in like parking spots, I suppose. I don't mind the drive, but it feels like I'm constantly on tour a little bit. It's like, You never have the home field advantage, which makes the music experience feel like really, it's almost kind of like it's always Sled Island a little bit, coming to Calgary to do it all the time.
So what's kind of like keeping you in the Lethbridge area, and are you doing some projects down there as well?
I just kind of fell in love with Lethbridge, and I feel like I've made a little bit of a life there, and I don't know, there's something about the size of the community that feels like you get a lot back when you put things into it. And somewhere like Calgary, I think it's easier to get kind of like, I hesitate to say jaded, but a little like jaded that the community will always just provide for you. And in somewhere like Lethbridge, yeah, you got to give to get. So I really like that in the small community. And I always get asked when I'm going to move to Calgary, as if it's like an inevitability. And it's never felt that way for me. I'm happy to just be a visitor.
What does it feel like to be able to perform at Sled?
I love it. This is, I think, my fourth year, and it feels like coming home to a big like family reunion a little bit. It's, you see so many people you weren't necessarily expecting to see. It's just a hub of activity. It feels like the social event of the summer in a lot of ways. So I absolutely love it. It makes me I'm excited to do it every year.
And how do you feel the importance of something like this is for the community and for the music scene?
Oh, I think it's huge. There's so many people who I've met on tours that I never see throughout the year. I only see them here at Sled or when we come to their city to visit. And I think it keeps the distances, the physical distances that exist in Canada, it makes them feel a little smaller to have like a hub like this to come to. I think it truly keeps the community it going. Keeps us, gives us somewhere to go.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here and taking time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. I had a blast.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. Everybody.